We're about to begin Yeshaya Perek Yud Ches. As the Mayam Loez sums up, in the Perek that we are going to learn, Yeshaya is saying a Nevuah about the battle of Gog Magog. They're going to come from the land, the Eretz, Tzilsal Kenofayim, with clamorous wings. Either it means it's a warm land where a lot of the birds migrate in the cold months, or it means the ships have sails and masts, and it blocks out the sun. It's Tzilsal, it provides shade, like sail. There's the shade of the Kenofayim, the wings could be referring to the sails, like they're flying, they're reaching into the sky. But from this far-off land, there's going to be Gog Magog. The enemy is going to come to Yerushalayim. They're going to drag with them the people of Cush. And then they're going to send a present, a mincha, a present to Klal Yisrael. They're going to bring those Jews that remained in their countries, they're going to bring along with them. There'll be a kibbutz Golios. We'll be gathered in from all over the world. And it'll become publicized, the miracle of the Kavetz, that will all be gathered in, Me'arva Kanfos Ha'aretz, from all over the world. But right before Gog Magog carry out their plan, they come initially and they want to attack and destroy Klal Yisrael. Before they carry out their wicked plans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy them. And that's what this parak speaks about. The psukim talk about this army coming and sending messengers to Eretz Yisrael. As we see, the Malbim will learn that it's not going on Gog Magog. It's a continuation of the previous parak. The previous parak talked about Sancheiriv coming in the end of parak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. Hoi hamon amim rabim, woe is the tumult of the many nations. Kahamos yamim yemoyun, their tumult is like the sea. There's just such a large number, and they're like the mayim kabirim, the mighty waters. Until the garbo v'nos mi merchok, Hashem will rebuke them. Will yell at them, kavi yochel, and they'll flee. The malach will come, and Sancheiriv's army will be destroyed at night. Leis erev inei valoha, toward the night there'll be a confusion. B'terem boker einenu, before the morning comes, Sancheiriv's army will be gone. That was the previous perek. This perek is either, as the Malbim learns, referring again to Sancheiriv's army, or as the other Meforshim learn, we'll see Rashi learns, just like the mighty army of Sancheiriv was wiped out miraculously, this Nevuah talks about the battle of Gog Magog, their multitude that's going to come and also be wiped out. Hoi Eretz, woe to the land, Tzilzal Kenofoyim, the beginning of Perek Yud Ches, Tzilzal Kenofoyim, with the clamorous wings, there's the noise of all of the flapping of the wings, either it's the warm lands where the birds migrate, or it means that there are ships with sails. Rashi brings down from the Targum, the Osan lo bisfinon, they come with the ships from a distant land, and they spread their sails like the birds spread their wings. Asher me'ever l'nare Kush, on the other side of the rivers of Kush, the army's coming from far away. And Rashi says, in Nevuah zu aluchluse Gog Magog, this Nevuah is a Nevuah, a prophecy about the multitudes of Gog Magog. Hashaleach bayom tzirim, they send messengers by the sea. Uvichli gomen, they have special boats that travel swiftly. Kli gomen from papyrus, a light material, lightweight boats. Al pnei mayim, that float that on the surface of the water. L'chum alochim kalim. And the nations say, go, you quick messengers. El goy memushach umorot. To a nation that is memushach umorot. Memushach means it's drawn out, it's being pulled, it's schlepped. They tug at it. Umorot. According to this pshat, umorot, it's like somebody would be dragged by his, they grabbed him by his head, and the one pulling him sees he's got a clump full of hair in his hand. Umorot, his hair has been pulled out. El Amnora, to a nation that is awesome, that inspired awe when people contemplated this people. Mean who from the time it existed, Vahola Anan, and onward. Again, the Pasuk doesn't say clearly what we're referring to. But the Mephorshim learn it's going on Klal Yisrael. And this distant nation, the Eretz Tzilzal Kenofayim, from the distant lands, with the wings, is sending messengers to Klal Yisrael. L'chum alochim kalim, go swift messengers, el goy, to the people, the nation, memushach umorot. Klal Yisrael has been dragged. Umorot, it's like their hair has been plucked and pulled out. El amnora, Klal Yisrael, that's an awesome people. The miracles that have happened to Klal Yisrael. And even when they suffer, the suffering doesn't destroy them totally. They always remain. They just, no matter what happens, Klal Yisrael is always there. It's the Amnora, a nation that inspires awe, mean who, from the time it existed, from when it came into being, Vaholah and onward. Goy, a nation, Kav Kov, a nation that is Kav Kov. Matsuda says, a nation that hoped. Kav comes from the word Kaveh. Kaveh El Hashem. And just like in that pasuk, Kaveh El Hashem, hope to Hashem. Chazak v'yameitz libecho. Strengthen, fortify your heart. And then afterwards, v'kaveh El Hashem. Continue, hoping further. Goy, a nation, Kav Kov, that hopes, and hopes again, and is constantly looking and depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umevusa, and it's the nation though that's trampled, that's stepped on by all the goyim. Asher bozu nehorim arzo, that the rivers, meaning the mighty nations, have just flooded and washed away its land. Another pshat Rashi says, kav kov. Comes from the word even like ki, is vomit. A goy kav kov, a nation that is so despised and so hated and looked down and scorned by the nations, like somebody is revolted by ki, by vomit. A goy kav kov, that the goyim just can't stand. Umevusa, and trampled. And all of a sudden, they're going to send messengers to this nation, to Klal Yisrael, to find out what's happening. Rashi says, L'chum alochim kalim. They're sending swift messengers, Lirosim emesu. Is it really true? Shechozer Yisrael imakomam. The Goyima said, is it really true? Klal Yisrael is going back to Eretz Yisrael. The Geula came. Asher hu haya goy memushach memorot. It was a nation that was dragged and it was plucked. El amasher hu norov b'chazkoso, but it's always been so awesome in its power, it's an endurance. Min hu v'hola, Rashi says, min hayom asher nivchar la'am, from the day that Klal Yisrael was chosen as a nation. V'hola, and onward, Klal Yisrael has always been a powerful, awesome force in the world. It's just things don't work naturally. They're wondrous miracles, and the punishments still don't destroy Klal Yisrael. Things don't work normal with Klal Yisrael. And Rashi brings up Pshat, Goy, Kav, Kov. What does this mean? Pasuk mean? A Goy, a nation that's Kav, Kov. Kav also means a line. V'notol of Kav Tohu, V'avnei Bohu. A Kav is like a builder's line, a plumb line. Very often you want to see if the wall is straight and you stretch a line with a weight at the end to make sure everything's precise. Kav Kov means Klal Yisrael is dealt with precisely by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenifra bo ba'avono mida b'mida. There's a punishment, mida k'neged mida, which is a chesed from Hashem. Because if a person has a shortcoming, the problem is, as time goes on, it gets harder and harder because we have so many faults. But the Gemara says if somebody sees Yisurim yefashvesh b'maisav, he should examine his actions. And he can tell, based on the punishments and what he's done wrong, he can usually line up. He's suffering in this way. He probably did something wrong in that way. But everything is mida b'mida. Shenifra bo b'avono mida b'mida. V'nitein l'mavusa. And this nation is trampled. But we know that Klal Yisrael is dealt with in a unique manner. So they're going to send messengers to Klal Yisrael to try to figure out what is it true that the Geula has come? Now, Bar Benel explains, and an interesting the way he explains the pasuk, the same idea, but to go lechu el goy memushach umorot, go to a nation that's been dragged and been plucked. Klal Yisrael has been drawn from the nations. The nations drew Klal Yisrael out. Ki moshchuhu me'artzo liyos b'neim b'golus. Klal Yisrael was dragged out of Eretz Yisrael and we're stuck in exile. It's like we've been dragged away from our home and we're wandering and homeless and dragged out among the goyim. Umorod, and we've been plucked. Shehoyu mimartin oso tumi b'mimono. They're constantly plucking and taking from Klal Yisrael their money. El Am Nora, a nation that's awesome, Shoyim Mishuna Bitsuroso Miyom Heyoso. It was different from all the other nations from the time it came into being. Goy Kav Kov, a nation of hoping and hoping, Umavusa and trampled. He explains, Goy Shekol Echad Mivosasov. Everyone who trampled Klal Yisrael, Hayu Omrim, they would say, Kave Kave Ma'at. Let's wait a little bit longer. V'neilech levozazo ulechomso od, and we'll be able to plunder them and take more from them. It's like the nations that trample them are hoping, the way that Barbanel explains, kav kov, they're hoping and hoping, just give them a little bit more time to regroup, and then we'll again be able to plunder and steal what they have. Whenever you learn a mafarsh like the Barbanel, and he says such a thing, it's something to think about what he himself went through. The Barbanel lived through the Spanish Inquisition. He was the treasurer for Ferdinand and Isabella. And they offered him to remain on. All the Jews were chased out of the country. They had to leave. They had to convert or they leave or they were tortured with the Inquisition. He was given a special dispensation because he was the treasurer. And he said, no, he's leaving. If Claudius, the Jewish people are leaving, he's leaving with them. But he went through and he saw the suffering of the Jew. And yet, he writes his Pirish. He doesn't write any personal... you learn the Pirish, you think it's somebody living in, with an easy life. But he's writing, he knows himself what they went through. And especially the Gedolei HaRishonim and the Achronim and those in previous years, We have a good life here in America, and you forget when those who wrote these Pirushim lived through and felt the suffering. And so they're going to send messengers. Lechu malochim kalim, go swift messengers, el goy memushach umora, to the nation that's been dragged and plucked. El amnora, the nation that's awesome, min hu v'hola, from the time it existed. Goy kav kov, a nation... Many explanations, but that's been hoping and hoping for Hashem. Umavusan yet trampled. Asher bozu nehorim artzo, that the rivers just washed away and flooded. The rivers, meaning the mighty nations, came and took Klal Yisrael away from their land. Kol yoshvei sevel v'shochnei oretz, but all you inhabitants of the world. Tevel is the civilized, settled part of the world, where people are yoshvei, they live on a permanent basis. And then there's Eretz, the rest of the land, which is really not habitable. People might go there for a short time, but it's not. They're shochnei, they dwell. Whether you're yoshvei sevel, whether you're living on the tevel, or v'shochnei Eretz, you're dwelling on the earth, but you're in those parts where you dwell more temporarily. But whether, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, you don't have to send a messenger and ask whether the kibbutz Golios really happened. Did Klal Yisrael really come to Eretz Yisrael? Kinesones horin tiru. It will be such a publicized matter when the banner is raised on the mountains. V'chisko ha-shofar tishmo, and when the shofar is blown, you'll hear. The geula will be publicized and the whole world will know about it. The Malbim learns that this nevuah is really a continuation of what we mentioned previously. In the last perek, Sancheiriv came with his army, with his boasts, with his pride. He was sure that they would be able to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, as he conquered the rest of the world. And the Novi is explaining, we compared him to the tumultuous waters in the end of Perek Yud Zayin. Hoi hamon amim rabim kahamos yamim, like the tumult of the sea. And now the Novi explains the mushal. Who's this multitude of nations that's coming? Hoi eretz tzilzal kinofoyim. It's the land, it's Ashur, Assyria, that came from the east, the warm climates, where the birds would be. Asher me'evel anare kush, on the other side of the rivers of Kush. Hasholeach bayom tzirim. He sends by the sea, tzirim. A tzir is a, very often it's used like a tzir hadeles. The Gemara used the expression a tzir of a door, meaning like a hinge. Sometimes you have a revolving door, a door where the hinge goes into the ground, into the floor. Like, certainly you have it by a revolving door, that peg, and it can turn, the door turns in all directions. A tzir is someone that goes and comes back. It's not a one-way trip, he's not a shaliach, he's a tzir. And here, ha-shaliach bayom tzirim. Ashur sends by the sea, he's sending these special messengers, and he wants them to come back with a report. Uvichli gomeh, and he sends them with swift boats, al pnei moyim, on the surface of the waters. Lechu malochim kalim. And he says, you Klal Yisrael, you have to send malochim kalim, swift messengers. El goy memushach umorot. And he learns different than the other Mephorshim. Klal Yisrael, send swift messengers to Ashur. Ashur is a nation that's memushach. It's extended. It's drawn out. The empire has expanded. Umorot can mean to be a shine, like the glint of a bayonet or of a sword. It has a shine and a sparkle to it. It's a goy that's memushach, that seems to cover a wide territory. Umorot, and they have powerful weapons. They have that shiny armor and swords. El Amnora. Ashur is this nation that's so awesome, mean huvahola. They feel that they've always been this world empire. And they tell the Jewish people, you better act quickly because your only hope is to send messengers to us. Goy kav kov umevusa. A nation that Kav Kov, they've divided up the land like you take a line and you measure your territory. You're a nation that the Goyim are going to divide your property and they're going to take what you have. You're a Goy Kav Kov Umevusa and trampled. Asher Bozu Naharim Artso. That the rivers have washed away their land. And Klal Yisrael, you better send your quick messengers to Ashur. And you better ask for a special leniency. You better beg our forbearance. We should allow you to remain. We should treat you gently. And Tzirim, let's hear a response. They're sending Tzirim messengers to bring back an answer. But the Navi tells them, Kol Yoshvei Sevel V'Shochnei Oretz, all those that dwell in the earth, no matter where they are, Kinesones Horim Tiru, when they raise the banner on the mountains, actually the Malbim says this is all part of Ashur's boast. The whole world knows. When they raise the banner on the mountains, they'll see v'chiskoa shofar tishmo. When they blow the shofar, they'll hear. The whole world is aware of Ashur's approach, and the armies of Ashur come and they conquer every part of the world that they attack. And the Novi answers, but Ashur, you won't be successful. Posek Dalid, kicho omar Hashem elai, because so Hashem says to me, eshkota, I'm quiet, I'm still. I'm tolerating it and I'm allowing Asher to do what they're doing. And they're conquering the world. Eshkota, I'll be still. But Vabita bimachoni. But Hashem says, but then I'm going to look bimachoni by my dwelling place. I'm going to look to the Beis HaMikdash. And I'm going to see what you're doing. And I might tolerate as you conquer the whole world. And even as you destroy the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, and you exile them, and you come into Yehuda, but when you get to Yerushalayim, then Abita Bimachoni, I'm going to gaze Bimachoni at my dwelling place, and I'm going to remember the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Kaviyachol. And that's going to be the end of it for you. That's going to be the end of Ashur. Kechom Tzach Aleor. It's going to be like the heat, the chom is the warmth and the heat. Tzach, that's clear. It's not a humid heat, not an uncomfortable heat, but like the dry. I remember the sensation of when I was zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael in Midbar Yehuda by the Yam HaMelach and that area, and that the heat was tremendous, but it was dry. It was a crisp. It wasn't a humid, uncomfortable. It's the chom tzach, the clear heat, ale or, that comes after the rains. Or can mean rain. There's psukim, yofitz anan oro, the cloud, the anan of oiroi, his rain. Kechom tzach ale or, after a drenching downpour, and then the warm sun comes out and dries things up, and again, hardens the mud and the storm is over. Like the chom tzach aleor, like the crisp warmth aleor after a rainfall. Ka'ov tal, like a cloud of dew. Bechom kotzer, in the heat of the harvest. In the heat of the harvest, everyone's busy cutting the grain and they're under the blistering sun. And then all of a sudden there seems to be a cloud of, not rain, of dew. If it would rain, that would destroy the crops. Once it's cut and it rains, they'll get damp and soggy and they'll grow mold and mildew. It'll ruin the crop. But dew won't ruin the crops. It'll just be refreshing for the workers. Ka'ov tal, like a cloud of dew, b'chom kotzer, in the heat of the harvest. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll come after all the difficulties that Klal Yisrael went through. But don't think, Ashur, that you'll be able to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Totally. Abita b'machoni, I'm going to gaze, I'm going to look b'machoni at my dwelling place, and I'm going to remember Yerushalayim. Eshkota, other Meforshim learn, Eshkot Albi, I could be still, Hashem says. I could remain in the Shamayim. And it's still, it's quiet, it's peaceful. The Malachim are there praising Hashem, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's all quiet and peaceful in Shamayim. Eshkota, I could remain peaceful in Shamayim. But Vabita Bimachoni, but I'm going to look down here on earth. I'm going to look down to my Beis Hamikdash, my dwelling place here. And I'm going to take and I'm going to bring the Geula and bring the redemption to Klal Yisrael. The Matsuda says, among the famous psukim that we lay in the weeks after Tisha B'Av, during the Shiva D'Nechemta, the weeks that we speak about the Nechama, the comfort after the Churban, says later on in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Beis, L'man Tzion Lo Echsha, for the sake of Tzion, I won't be quiet. U'l'man Yerushalayim Lo Eshkod, and for the sake of Yerushalayim Lo Eshkod, I won't be still. Ad Yetze Kanoga Tzidka, until the righteousness comes out of Tzion, out of Yerushalayim, and it's evident to the whole world, we see the righteousness Kanoga, like a bright light. Vishuosa, and the Yeshua, the salvation, is Kalapid Yivra, will burn like a torch, will blaze like a torch. Hashem says He won't be quiet until we have the Geula. And so Matsudis learns, Kicho Amar Hashem Elai, Hashem said to me, Yeshaya relates, Eshkota, the time will come when I will be able to be still, because the Geula will be here. Eshkota, I will be able to be still. V'abita b'machoni, and I'll look toward my Beis Hamikdash. Kichom tzach aleor, and it'll be like the crisp warmth aleor after that rainfall. Ka'ov tal, like the cloud of dew. B'chom kotzir, during the heat of the harvest. And the Malbim points out, these are two opposites. They're opposites, and they're two examples of opposites. One is Aliyor after a drenching, wet, torrential downpour, and everything is soggy. And then there's the warmth that dries it out. Kechom tzach. We can take the situation and reverse it, and change it to be the opposite. It'll be dried up. And sometimes things are dry, it's b'chom kotzir in the heat of the harvest, and it's dry and you need a little refreshing wetness. And then Hashem says, we'll bring an ovtal, a cloud of dew. The wetness refreshes. Sometimes it's dry and Hashem will make it wet. Sometimes it's wet and Hashem will make it dry. Hashem reverses things to be the opposite. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what I'm going to do with Ashur. The Malbim learns it's going on the empire of Ashur. Hashem says to Ashur, I made you a mighty empire. And I used you to punish the other nations of the world. And then when you reached your greatness, I do the exact opposite with you. And I totally wipe you out, that there's very few, there's just a few solitary people that survive, and the whole army is destroyed. And it also becomes powerless and the weakest of the nations. The exact opposite. Asher is used for Hashem's goal, and then afterwards it's totally destroyed. Kilifnei kotzir. Because before the harvest, kisam perach, when the flower is finished, uboser gomel yia nitsa, and the bud becomes boser gomel. Boser is the unripe grapes, and gomel is that are close to being developed. They're growing, they're becoming riper. When a child stops nursing, it's vayigdal hayeled vayigomal, he's weaned. The word gomel is he's starting, he's growing, he's no longer nursing, he's starting to eat regular food. It's reaching a more advanced stage of development. And these boser gomel, these unripe grapes, are approaching their ripeness. Yianitzon, that's what's happening with the bud. We're describing it like a plant that's growing and developing, and it's almost finished. V'charas hazalzalim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut down those young branches b'maz meiros, with pruning hooks. V'es hanetishos, and those twigs, those branches that extend, v'yitosh means to spread out. I have by the slov, v'yitosh al ha-machina k'derech yom ko, it's spread out. V'es hanetishos, and those, and we're comparing it with a plant, where the vines are spreading, but Hesir Hashem will remove them, Hesaz, and chop them down. Rashi says, Kilifnei bishol kitziro shel Amalek vishol Gog. Before Amalek and Gog have reached their completeness, before they almost finished Terem Tamale Tavoso, in the words of Rashi, before he finishes what he wants to do, he has his plan, his plot, and it. He has his plot. The words of Rashi, Terem Tamale Tavoso, before he completes what he desires to do, Visovro in his hope, Shehu Zomeim Lachalos Es Ochiv. He's plotting to destroy his brother. Amalek comes from Esav. Esav is our brother. Halo och Esav li Yaakov, Omar Hashem. Esav is a brother to Yaakov. But he has these wicked plans. And kilifnei kotzer kisam perach, as the Pasuk says, before the harvest. Kisam perach. Once again, when the flowers finished, uboser gomel, that ripening grape, Yianitza, the bud is already becoming a grape. They'll be cut down. V'choras hazalzalim b'maz meiros. Those zalzalim, these young shoots, the young branches will be cut with the pruning hooks. V'es hanetishos. And those branches that extend heiser are removed heisaz and chopped off. There's a lot of Gemaras that discuss what's going to happen before Mashiach comes. And in the end, the truth is we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We don't know what the sequence of events is going to be, the Rambam says, until it happens. And once it happens, you'll look back at all the Gemaras, and you look back at all the Chazals, and you understand how they all came into being. But there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, of Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina. Ein ben David ba. Mashiach will not come. Ad shetichle malchus hazala mi Yisrael. Until the kingdom, the malchus hazala. It's a very unusual word. The malchus hazala is ended from Klal Yisrael. Rashi says that means, zala means like cheap, petty, unimportant. Rashi says, Shalotei Shlohem Shum Shultanus Li Yisrael. There won't be any authority for the Klal Yisrael. Afilu Shultanus Kala Vidala. Even a light and poor government they won't have. But they won't have any power at all. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, and it quotes our Pasuk, V'choras hazalzalim b'mazmeiros, which the Gemara understands, the zalzalim meaning the cheap, weak government will be cut off. That's the way the Gemara is expounding it. Uchsiv basrei, and afterwards we're going to get to the pasuk shortly. It says, Bo'eis ha'hi yuval shai l'ashem tzvokos, the nations will bring a present, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll bring back Klal Yisrael and the Geula will come. What's interesting is there is, I think the Satmarov had that shita, that there won't be a government in Eretz Yisrael before Mashiach comes. It'll end, which that's what the Gemara seems to be saying according to Rashi. There won't be any any government at all, ad shetichla malchus hazalo mi Yisrael. The Marsha says on that, on this Gemara, Ayin Pirush Rashi, to look at Rashi, which we just quoted, Va'od yesh lefarish, the Marsha has another explanation, Malchus hazalo hi malchus arom, which I'm pretty sure is a tos hadefus, it's a mistake. A resh is very similar to a dalid. But it says this Malchus Hazala is this kingdom, the Malchus Arom, which I think should be Edom. I'll tell you why in a moment. Shekara HaKosuv Malchus Mezuzal Ubozui. The Pasuk refers to this Malchus as a despised, scorned nation. Kamo Shekosuv Koton Bagoyim Nisaticha Bozui Ata Ma'od. And it quotes a pasuk that's referring to Edom. That Edom is considered to be the Koton Bagoyim, the small one, the insignificant one among the nations. Bozui Atama'od, very despised. Malchus Hazala means the Malchus of Edom. Vizesha Kosa V'choras Hazalzalim Shumalchus Edom Hamosheles B'Yisrael. This Malchus that rules over Klal Yisrael will be cut down by Maz Meiros. Rotzaloimar bitfila. The Malchus of Edom will be destroyed through davening. Sheosim Yisrael b'mizmoirim shel tehillim shenemru al hagolus. A beautiful thought in the Marsha. We say mizmoirim of tehillim. All those parakim and tehillim, and we daven about the golus, those tehillim that David HaMelech said apply to his life and applies to Klal Yisrael, and we daven about the golus, and we should have the geula. And so too, the Marsha says, what the Gemara could be telling you is, V'choras Hazalzalim, that Malchus of Edom, the golus that we're suffering under now, will be cut down by Maz Meiros with the songs, the Mizmoirin, the songs of Tehillim that we say when we daven for the Geula. So Hashem says, Gog u'Magog. That's the way most Meforshim learn. This is all a Nevuah about Gog u'Magog. Will not be successful. But Hashem will look toward the Beis HaMikdash. He'll remember the fact it's been so many years destroyed and Klal Yisrael has been suffering. V'abita b'mechoni, we said earlier, I'll look to my dwelling place. And therefore Gog u'Magog will be destroyed. Ye'ozvu, in Pasuk Vav, Ye'ozvu, they'll be abandoned, yachtov, together, le'et horim, for the birds of prey from the mountains. Ulevem as ha'oretz, and the animals of the earth. There'll be so many, there'll be such a multitude of people that will be killed, and they'll be, even though they're zochet to Gevura, and Klal Yisrael is going to work on burying them, but there's just going to be so many of them, they'll be out in the open, v'kotzalov ha'ayit, the birds of prey in the summer will go on these corpses, v'kotz, from the word kayitz, the summer, v'kotzalov, they'll have it in the summer, they'll feast on it in the summer, v'chol behemas ha'oretz, and the beasts of the earth, alov techerof, will feed on it in the winter, from the word choref, alov techerof. And Rashi says, from here Chazal saw that the mishpat Gog la'osid lovo, in the future Gog will receive his punishment for 12 months. There'll be a summer with a winter, a full year. Bo'esahi, at that time, Yuval Shai Lashem Tzavokos, they'll bring a present, an offering, will be brought to Hashem Tzavokos. Hashem was the Tzavokos, the master of legions, the one who controls everything. And they'll bring Am Memushach Umorod. They'll bring a nation that's been dragged, Umorod, and plucked. The words we had before, Umeyam Nora, and they'll bring from that nation some of those that remain from the awesome nation, Minhu Vahola, that was awesome from its time that it's created. Those that reign, that remain, the She'eris HaPleita, Umeyam, as we said, Umeyam Nora, those that come from this awesome people, Minhu V'Hola, Goy, it's a nation, Kav, Kov, that's always been hoping for Hashem, Umavusa, and yet they've been trampled, Asher Bozu Naharim Arzo, that the rivers just washed away its land and the nations, El Makom, to the place, Shem Hashem Tzvokos, where the name of Hashem Tzvokos rests, Har Tzion to Har Tzion. That's the present they're going to bring to Hashem. They're going to bring a present that they're going to take all the Jews that remain and their lands all over the world, and they're going to gather those Jews and they're going to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, El Makom Shem Hashem, to the place where Hashem's name is, to Har Tzion, to the mountain of Tzion. The Me'am Loes says a beautiful thought at the end of this perek. And he says, V'zu gam v'sura gedola. This is a beautiful, a great tiding, a good piece of news. L'chol osam ho'anusim. To all those people that have been forced, they're an anusim, they're forced away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein ha'noshim v'hayolodim, the women and the children. Shegozlu osam, that were stolen, mechek Yisrael, from the lap, or from the chest of Klal Yisrael, they were grabbed away like you grab away a baby from its mother's arms. The women and the children that were stolen away from Klal Yisrael, va'antsu osam, and they were forced lahamir dosam, to convert, and they were dragged away. The assumption is, at least with a man who's learned and he knows and he's has that full knowledge, hopefully he can survive. But very often those who don't know and they're not as learned and they just conduct themselves the way the community does. And here they're taken away to foreign surroundings. And they grow up not being Jewish and not knowing what it means. Shehem asidim lachzor eleinu. But they're destined to return to us. Vizehu am mimushach umorot. This is the meaning of a nation that's been dragged, umorot, and plucked. Vehatam, and the reasoning, what we're saying here is, ki al af ki kol hatzoros, with all of the suffering that Klal Yisrael had, lo ozav Yisrael es emunoso, Klal Yisrael didn't give up their faith. They didn't give up their emuna and their belief in Hashem. V'yuvolu shai l'Hashem, l'shem Hashem l'har Tzion, and they'll be brought as the gift, as the shai, the present to Hashem, to har Tzion. That's the situation of Klal Yisrael. But the beauty is, even though we know there are so many shortcomings, you can't forget this idea that it's a goy kav kov umevusa, that Klal Yisrael hopes and it hopes, and Klal Yisrael never gives up their emunah, and they've been faithful through thick and thin. And the goyim are going to realize that. And all of a sudden they're going, we don't even know that they're really, there's Jews that have been lost to Klal Yisrael. You know, the mother was Jewish and she's assimilated, but the children are Jewish and you never imagine it. There's a lot of Jews, we don't even know they're Jews, but they've been lost. But Klal Yisrael as a nation kept their emunah. And everyone that's part of Klal Yisrael will be brought back. And it also shows you the beauty. I think it's a tremendous Musa, that the greatest present you could give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yuval Shai L'Hashem Tzvokos. They want to bring an offering. You want to bring an offering to Hashem. What could be a greater offering than to bring back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu His children? Those Jews that are lost, that are, we don't know where they are, they don't know about Yiddishkeit. You want to bring an offering to Hashem. You want to do something, give Him a present. They're going to bring the Am Memushach Umorod, the nation that's been dragged out of its land into Golus, all over the world, umorod, and it's been plucked. They've constantly been attacked and oppressed and taxed and stolen from and abused. Umeam Nora. And at the same time, it's such an awesome nation. Mean Huvahola, from the time it existed, the whole world is aware of Klal Yisrael, even though as a percentage it doesn't even register on the map. It's minuscule, but it's an Am Nora, an awesome nation. Goy Kav Kov, a nation that's hoping and hoping. Umevusa, even though it's trampled. That's Klal Yisrael. And Amir Tzashem will be coming soon with the Gula Shlema to the Shem, to Makom Shem Hashem Tzavokos, the place of Hashem, Har Tzion, the mountain of Tzion. That's Perek Yud Ches. We'll begin Perek Yud Tes. The Nevuas we had till now dealt with the mighty empires, the mighty nations of the ancient world. We talked about Bovel. We had Nevuas about Ashur. And now we're going to have a Nevuah about a nation that was not known as the most powerful, but its lasting contribution to the world was in their culture and their civilization and their wisdom and their counsel, the nation of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. Egypt was known as, right there in the cradle of civilization and the Fertile Crescent. And whatever influence and whatever greatness Mitzrayim has is going to be destroyed. And this Nevuah is talking about Mitzrayim will be destroyed by Ashur. Back again, Yeshaya, from the perspective of the prophet, he's standing now, he sees the whole history. It's sometimes he's given a Nevuah of what will happen in thousands of years. Sometimes he's given a Nevuah that will happen immediately. And there's a reason why it's juxtaposed and placed in the order that it is. But right now he's talking about the downfall of Mitzrayim through Ashur. The Assyrian Empire is going to come and destroy Bavel. Masa Mitzroyim. The following is a prophecy concerning Egypt. Hine Hashem rochev al ov kal. Hashem is riding upon a swift cloud. Uvo Mitzrayim. And he's coming to Mitzrayim. It's as if Hashem himself is traveling. V'no'u elilei Mitzrayim iponov. And the false gods of Egypt will tremble before the presence of Hashem. Ulevav Mitzrayim, in the heart of Mitzrayim, Yimas Bekirbo, will melt within it. As Rashi says, V'zesh Omer HaNovi Puronus Mitzrayim, B'loshen Hazeh. When we talk about the punishment of Mitzrayim, the reason why we describe it in the following words, which you don't find by the other nations, is because Mitzrayim once before was punished in this manner. V'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. On the night when we left Mitzrayim, Hashem said, I'll pass through Mitzrayim, and I'll strike the firstborn. U'v'chol Elohei Mitzrayim es ha-shvotim, and their idols will be judged, and will be proven their worthlessness, their falsehood. The metal will melt and the wood will burn up and the idols will be destroyed. So once again the Novi says, Hine Hashem rochev al ov kal. Once again Hashem himself is going to come on a swift cloud. And he's going to kuvom Mitzrayim, he's going to come to Mitzrayim. V'no elilei Mitzrayim iponov, and the false gods of Egypt are going to tremble before Hashem. No means to like tremble from fear. Lahavdil, we had like Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah, Vayar Ha'am Vayonu. The nation saw Vayonu and they shook, they trembled. V'no elilei Mitzrayim iponov. Their idols will tremble, ulevav Mitzrayim yimas bekirbo. And the heart of Mitzrayim will melt within it. V'sich sachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. And I'll I'll incite, I'll cause the friction of Mitzrayim with Mitzrayim. V'nilchamu ish ba'achiv. Each one will battle his brother. V'ish b'reyehu. And he'll battle against his fellow. Ir b'ir, a city against a city. Mamlocha b'mamlocha, a kingdom against a kingdom. The normal thing is, when a nation goes to war, everyone unites and you fight the common enemy. You know, they'll say if America's at war, you can't attack the president. You can't speak up against the president. Right now we got to be united. We have a common enemy. And if you have within a country, one city fights against the other city, but at least the city unites. Everyone in the city has to stay together. We're fighting another city. And within the city, sometimes there's a family, families are feuding. But at least the family has to be united. With Mitzrayim, it's going to work the exact opposite. V'sich sachti Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim. I'm going to incite Mitzrayim, the land of Mitzrayim, v'Mitzrayim, using the Egyptians themselves. They're going to almost cause their own downfall. The Egyptians in Mitzrayim are going to attack the land of Mitzrayim. V'nilchamu ish ba'achiv. Everyone's going to battle his brother. And yet, even though they're battling the brother, but somehow the family's still going to be fighting another family. They're not united. The brothers don't get along. But v'ish b'reyehu. Each one is battling his fellow citizen. And even though in the ish b'reyehu, the neighbors aren't getting along, the friends aren't getting along together, ear be ear, yet somehow one city is going to be battling another city. And although the cities are fighting, mamlocha b'mamlocha, one kingdom of Mitzrayim, there were different kingdoms in Mitzrayim. And one mamlocha against the other will battle. There'll be a civil war, and yet while they're having this inner fighting, they'll have the enemy that they fight. It almost, to me, seems like what happens with the Palestinians. There's a lot of internal fighting, and they're killing each other, and yet at the other hand, they have their common enemy. But that's what's going to happen with Mitzrayim. And the truth is, it says, L'makim Mitzrayim b'v'choreim. I didn't see the Mefarshim quote it over here. But that's actually what happened by the time Yetzias Mitzrayim also. When the firstborn saw that they were going to be killed, they attacked. Their life. And as Moshe Rabbeinu said, the firstborn is going to be killed. L'makim Mitzrayim b'v'choreim. Mitzrayim was struck through their b'chor. The b'chorim themselves attacked. And here once again, the Navi says Mitzrayim will have this internal strife. V'nov ka ruach Mitzrayim bekirbo. And the spirit, the ruach meaning here, the ruach of its chokhmah, its wisdom, will be emptied out. V'nov ka ruach Mitzrayim bekirbo. The spirit of Mitzrayim will be emptied within it. They'll no longer have their seichel and their wisdom. V'atzoso avaleya. And I'll confuse their counsel, their eitzah. They won't be able to come up with a clear strategy and a plan. And all of a sudden, when conventional wisdom doesn't work, then all of a sudden people start turning to the voodoo and the, you know, it's like when the standard ways don't work, people start looking for the other irrational and the superstitious ideas. V'dorshu el ho'alilim. Then all of a sudden they're going to turn to all of their false gods. V'el ho'itim. The sorcerers. V'el ho'ovos v'el ha'idonim. These are different types of kishif. And they're going to be turning to all these other beliefs. Something should help them out. V'sikarti es Mitzrayim. But Hashem says, I'm going to deliver Mitzrayim. I'm going to give them over. Biyad Adonim Koshe. In the hands of a harsh master. This is talking about them being destroyed by Ashur. By the Syrian Empire. Which was before he came to Yerushalayim. Before the army of Sancheriv was wiped out. But they came to Mitzrayim. and I'm going to give over Mitzrayim biyad Adonim Kosha in the hands of a harsh master. Umelech az yimshol bom. And there's going to be a strong king ruling over them. Ne'um ha'odon. These are the words of the master. Hashem Tzivakos. Hashem Tzivakos. The Novi is going to continue. We'll Yirtzeh Hashem continue next week, and he'll describe how all the different punishments will be brought upon Mitzrayim. And it's notable that since that time, Mitzrayim never again became the world empire. It had its and it was never the leader of civilization after that point. At the point that V'novka Ruach Mitzrayim Bekirbo, that the wisdom of Mitzrayim, the spirit, was emptied out. Vatsosu Avaleya, and all of their council was confounded and was confused and destroyed. From that point on, they never again had their prominence.